You are listening to WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio, Eastern Pennsylvania. This is Rock Through the Ages with Kelly.
And Ashley.
Finally, for the first time this semester, we're together. I missed you, buddy.
I missed you, too.
Okay, so now, together, if you guys weren't clued in, 2 weeks ago, I was by myself. Last week, Ashley was by herself.
And it was just awful.
That's all I gotta say about that.
I had no idea what I was doing. I couldn't even log the songs on like the thing. I was like, dude, I don't know what I'm doing.
Whatever.
Hello.
Now we're here.
Now we'll work together and make this less sucky.
Not bad.
Yeah.
Okay, so as usual, I'm gonna start us off with Avalon by Slash.
The whole song.
I love him. I really do.
He's my quite man. The talented guitarist.
I like obviously. Him. And Ozzy. And don't you worry. And it's coming. I also have a surprise for you later.
Oh no, I'm scared. So, just kidding.
You should be excited.
I'm quite excited. All right. Well, I'm going to slow it down a little bit already because why not? The song is really good. I was just listening to it the other day and I was like, this is going on the radio show. But I don't think I've ever played this band. It's a band called Home Shake.
I feel like I would remember if you played a band name called Home Shake.
And that's all capital letters. Yeah. So it's pretty good. And the song is Making a Fool of You.
Thank you.
I like the ending. I was like, I can't even recreate it.
See, that's the type of song that I just want to like melt into my seat.
Melt. You melt?
I'm melting right now, everyone. You just can't see me, but I'm very much melting.
Melty.
Melty, melty.
Okay, with that, this is probably the calmest song I have. It's an oldie, but a goodie. It's A Horse with No Name by America.
Song.
That song makes me want to melt.
Melt into your chair.
I think that was a recommendation by my dad at some point. He's like, play this song. He's like, you like that old rock stuff? I was like, yeah. And he was like, here's a bunch of songs from my day. And I was like, okay.
Okay.
That was one of them, I think. So thanks, Dad.
Good choice.
Alrighty, boss. What's next?
Okie dokie. Next is a song by Shannon and the Clams. Found them on Spotify. I was like, who are these people? And they have a very nice name. And yeah, I really like the song.
The Clams.
And the Clams. But yeah, the song is called Tired of Being Bad.
Is a Slater song.
Yeah.
Hey, buddy.
Slater. Slater could put that on while he's riding his bike around campus, along with his other doo-wop music.
Hmm. Okay, I'm going to fall asleep if I don't kick it up, so yeah. I'm going to do that. This is Stay Hungry by Twisted Sister.
Riding down.
I'm awake now.
Yeah. Oh, I'm awake. I was awake this whole time, but
I'm so congested. I'm gonna die.
I was like that, like for like 3 weeks straight.
No, I had a. I was in class, and a lovely student, like came up to me and goes, "I was really sick. Like I'm still really sick. But I can't miss class," and sits down next to me, and I was like, "Oh no." Oh no.
Oh, well, so at least you didn't have some girl like right behind you like leave the the teacher said, "Hey, you okay?" And she said, "Nope, I've been puking all day." She's like, "I gotta puke," and then she left class and didn't come back, and I was like, "Oh no." Why? Don't give me that.
The plague is spreading.
That's
again.
How the plague spreads.
Get I was away. Literally like this the first like 2 weeks of class, and here it is again. I thought I was in the clear.
Yeah, no. Here
I was sadly mistaken. This isn't
you're just gonna constantly be sick.
Great. Wonderful.
Same though. We'll do it together.
That's fine. You just leave class to puke.
Yeah, it's totally acceptable. All right. Keeping up with more up tempo songs, we're gonna play a song by Fuzz, and the song is Let It Live.
Thank you.
good one.
Yeah, that song's pretty gnarly.
That, okay, I was trying to think of a word to like think of it, and gnarly is the word that I was looking for.
I
feel like
I just used that word to explain a lot of things.
I was definitely in a loss. I was like, how do I describe this?
Gnarly. All right, guys, it's your favorite time of the day when I read a PSA and make a fool of myself. So here we go. I don't think I read this one yet, so this is great. Here we go.
Without further ado.
Fast. When someone is having a stroke, they may not be able to say it with words.
They're horrible.
But their body language will tell you loud and clear. You just need to know the sudden signs. Look for fast. F-A-S-T, in case you didn't know how to spell it. F, face drooping. A, arm weakness. Or S, speech difficulty. And then T, time. Time to call 911 immediately, because the sooner they get to the hospital.
Why are you laughing? This is serious.
I know, I'm sorry. But the sooner they get treatment. And then they can make a remarkable difference in their recovery. Know the sudden signs. Face, arm, speech, time. Spot a stroke. Fast. Visit strokeassociation.org. Brought to you by the American Stroke Association and the Ad Council. Another one. Okay, here we go. We're going to learn about high school dropout prevention. This is a shared responsibility. Right now, nearly 30% of the U.S. students aren't finishing high school. In many places, it's even higher than that. And fixing it is a responsibility that we all share. I urge everyone to take responsibility for encouraging the high school students in your community, to support them, challenge them, mm-hmm. push them a little, mm-hmm. and do whatever it takes to help them make it through. Mm-hmm. Do your part by going to boostup.org. That's boostup.org. And giving a student the boost that is needed to make it to graduation. A message from the U.S. Army and the Ad Council.
Good job.
Yeah.
Good job. Oh, Lordy. Okay, we got through that.
Sorry. These are all, like, serious matters, and like, just the way it's just worded so awkwardly that it just makes me laugh.
Okay.
It's like, time to call 911 immediately. All right, sorry. Back to the music.
Wait, well, who's that advertiser? Billy Mays?
Billy Mays with OxyClean.
Yeah, that could be you.
I should just be a commercial person.
Who needs college?
I'm going to be a commercial star.
Oh, gosh. Don't quit your day job yet. Okay, well, I'm just going to end that with Hot for Teacher by Van Halen.
I think of all the education that I missed, but then my homework little turd.
Classic.
How did I know you were
classic? Just a classic. I don't know. I like that song. You play it a lot. I enjoy it.
I feel like I play this once in my life on the show.
Once in my life. Really? I don't know.
I think I just,
probably. I have an awful memory. So that's fine. That. Alrighty. Now we're gonna play a Tom Petty song to honor his passing, and my boyfriend pointed out that you can't call yourself Rock Through the Ages until you play a Tom Petty song.
What bold statement, boy.
Boy. But yeah, we have a song request from Bay, and we're gonna be playing Tom Petty's song Mary Jane's Last Dance.
Tall and she grew up right with them Indiana boys on an Indiana night. Well, she moved down here at the age of 18. She blew the boys away, it was more than they'd seen. I was introduced and we both started grooving. She said, I dig you, baby, but I got to keep moving. Number I walk to the road. Let's dance with Mary Jane. One more time to kill the pain. I feel summer creeping in and I'm tired of this town again.
Yes,
for me.
That's right. Surprise for you.
Wow. I love surprises.
It's gonna bring you back to our very first semester of doing this. And that song is Freedom Rider.
Yes, I love this song.
Here you go, buddy.
The freedom.
Oh, Vera. Am I off? Yep, you. No one can hear you except for me.
Wait, is it all fixed? Hello?
Oh, yep, you're good, buddy.
Okay. I got too excited, and I pulled the cord out because I stood up. This is why you should remain seated in the studio. All right. What do I want to play? Let's play a song by the Queens of the Stone Age. This is off their new album. It's like a month old. I don't know. I'm not good with dates. But anyway, this song is called Hideaway.
The first time's the back out.
So per Ashley's request, you should look up the album cover, because apparently it is quite interesting.
Oh, I like it a lot. I want to, like...
And I can attest to this.
Make definitely. A giant poster of it and have it forever.
Definitely mind-boggling.
Not really. Kinda. It's a trippy picture. I like it. I like it a lot.
Okay, on another note, I'm very new to Instagram. I've joined the bandwagon.
She's so conformed.
Follow me. Kelly Tarza. Literally all lowercase. Kelly Tarza. I have 6 posts, but I'm working on it.
We need to get Kelly Instagram famous.
Woo! Okay,
I'm sorry. Your face was like, yeah. No, I'm kidding. She just give her a follow.
6 she'll, solid posts.
She'll entertain you. Totally don't follow me. That's a bad idea.
You will be entertained, though.
Oh, you will be disgusted.
All right, well, you know, maybe I'll post about tonight. Instagram is so fun. Okay, I'm learning a lot. Okay, well, this one is for, it's a very special request.
Ooh.
This comes from Ed Holmes. It's dedicated to the love of his life. Mrs. Heather Holmes, it is Pour Some Sugar on Me. No grab. Love is like a bomb, baby, come and get it on. Living like a lover with a red iPhone. Looking like a tramp, like a video vamp. Demolition woman, can I be a man?
All right, we play that song a lot, but I love that song.
Me too.
So it's acceptable.
Our special request for the night.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we take all the requests.
We do.
Just let us know. All right, I'm going to squeeze a quick song in here. I'm just going to end it on a really weird note. This is Kinky Lola by, oh, God, I was trying to look at this name, Franchobolo.
I can't imagine that being how you pronounce it, but it's fine.
Franchobolo, Kinky Lola.
You are listening to WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio, Eastern Pennsylvania. This unfortunately concludes Rock Through the Ages with Kelly.
And Shlee.
And what?
Shlee.
It's fine.
Ashley.
That's fine. We will be back next Wednesday, 8 to 9.
Oh, yep. Our show is not being skipped because of fall break. So.
Woo! We always had that problem.
Please listen.
Not this year. Okay, well, have a great night. Have a great week until you hear us again.
Have a great fall break, and
we are have a peacing out of here from this hellhole.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, peace.
Good night. Never to come back.